informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What's going on, everybody? Coming to you live as we're kicking this bad boy off. I know we got a lot of things to talk about today.
Yes.
Matt, are you alive?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, just making sure.
I'm willing to talk.
Headed up to Orlando in a couple days. UFC in town. Action show today of UFC fighters. So let's get right at it. How excited are we to welcome back to the program, Nico Price? Nico, what's
Hola.
Up?
Hola. Hey, everybody.
What's going on? Are you in Orlando yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm in my hotel room right now watching a TV. We were just fishing in the lake out front.
Did you catch anything?
I got two hits, but it's the wrong bait. They just came up top, popped it, and left it.
How long will you be in Orlando after the fight on Saturday night?
I'm not sure yet. I might, because I'm so close to home right now, being in Florida, you know, I'm like 2 hours from my house. I might just drive home after the fight. I don't even know yet.
Well, let me know when you want to make that long 2-hour drive back to Orlando. My son's...
We get that pizza finally, Randy.
Well, not only the pizza, you know, and I might even be able to bring it up on Saturday, but not only that, my son's father-in-law is one of the fishing captains at Disney World. So he'll take you out fishing on the Disney lakes and where you're almost guaranteed to catch whatever.
Wow, I didn't even know that Disney had charter captains.
Yep, that they definitely do. And Mark is like high up the food chain.
If I'd known that, dude, every time I'd have went, I would have went fishing and let the kids go to the park.
There you go. Well, so now you're set. So next time you want to get rid of the kids for a couple hours, you know, let them run wild in the park, and I'll set it up so you can go fishing.
He needs to come fishing with me and Kelly and Mike.
Dude, I'm so down.
Go bow fishing at night. Time.
And like Caleb just said, anytime you want to come and get the pizza hot and fresh, we've got a captain here as well that'll either take you out bow fishing, deep sea fishing, whatever fishing you want to do in Tampa Bay, Captain Kelly is here. He'll take you out as well.
Dude, bow fishing would be sick.
Bow fishing is amazing. We go out.
Yeah, dude, I have a slingshot with a mini harpoon on it that I fish with.
Oh, that's awesome. That's perfect. We go every week. I'm not even exaggerating when I say every week, maybe one or two times. We're out there all night bow fishing, getting good fish.
Hold on one sec. I need to stop this conversation with Nico. You guys go once or twice a week, and I never get a phone call?
Wow. Okay, so let me say like this.
They want to have fun.
Okay, let me be honest. No. Okay, let me be honest. You wouldn't last from 6:30 when we leave the dock, or when we get to the dock, to 2 or 3 in the morning, because that's when we go home.
Are you catching?
Oh, yeah.
Then I'd last.
Okay, well,
then I'm there.
Am I catching? Sometimes.
Okay. So you're not good at waiting.
Is Kelly catching? All the time.
Okay. Nico, hold on one second. You need to hear this. I'm going to change the answer to this. Am I taking any of the fish home, or are you going to put it all in your cooler?
Sometimes Kelly takes it home. Sometimes me and Mike take it home. If Mike takes it home, it's like I take it home, because we're going to cook together and do all that stuff. But we alternate depending on who, you know, wants to fish that day.
Nico, the object that I'm getting at is it never seems to go in my cooler that goes home. It goes in everybody else's.
Well, you hunt what you kill. Keep what you kill.
Exactly.
If you don't catch it, you'll get to keep it.
So another fight week. Are they all the same, or do you try to do something to kind of mix it up a little?
No, you know, we chill at the hotel. If there's something around here, we'll go walk around. You know, like, they had this hotel, this is like a mini resort, so it happens to have like a big lake. And they said it has a bunch of bass in it. So we were catching lizards and throwing them in the water, and the bass were coming up and eating them. So we went and got some fishing poles, but then we didn't catch no bass.
So you need the right equipment is basically what you're saying. Enough with us talking about the fight. You want Kelly to drive you up the right equipment so you have it for tomorrow.
Please, Kelly, bring me some lures out here. Maybe a dozen shiners.
He needs equipment. He needs lures, so I guess you're driving to Orlando. Not now, Kelly. Wait till tomorrow. He was headed to bring you up the stuff already. Before I get yelled at by the UFC PR, let's talk about Saturday. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
Oh, he's a great fighter. I love Phil. Nothing wrong with him. You know, coming in there, though, his name came across the list, and I got six kids to feed. So, you know what I'm saying? We're part of the same management. So that's a little, like, at first, he was really upset with it. Me, I just signed with the management because I've been managing myself for a minute. But I haven't been able to get too many, like, good, like, quality sponsors. I get, like, one here and there, one or two. You know, I have two great sponsors that I got myself. But I'm using first-round management to basically help push my name out there, get this this money coming in, you know what I'm saying? Because I got to start getting ready for these kids, man. They're getting old. My oldest is 10 already.
Well, you need to put money away for your next one.
Exactly. Oh, no.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
You know, it almost makes sense now, but still, I got a press release yesterday from a former UFC head of PR, Jen Wink. And in the press release, it said that you will be joining your opponent tomorrow at a press conference to support his charity, which I think says a lot about you and a lot about, you know, what you're doing.
So I had something come up where I'm actually not going to be able to make it to that, which is horrible because I wanted to make it out there. But, you know, everything this week is for me is about the fight week, and I'm all about helping the kids and everything, but right now it's just too hectic for me to make it out there tomorrow. I wanted to, but it's just too hectic. I won't be able to get out there.
Totally understand. Thanks for making me look bad, but I totally understand.
You didn't know because I was planning on going and then something popped up. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. It's still pretty cool that you were going to go and that you're going to be involved. And it's kind of like, you know, what MMA and combat sports originally started, you know, with, you know, sportsmanship and respect for each other. And that's dwindled so far away from that. So when I saw this press release, it kind of made me feel, well, old because it reminded me of the old times.
Yeah. No, yeah, man, you know me. I'm cool with everybody. Even if we're going to fight, like, it's nothing against you. Like, I don't hate anyone in this game, anyone in my division, but I love my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Now, do you love them
when
all?
It comes to my health,
almost, you know, that's
my
almost
health
scary.
Is nothing as long as they're healthy, you know?
Right.
I'll sacrifice every part of my body for my kids.
I would rather somebody tell me before a fight that, hey, I hate you, than you're like, hey, I don't hate you. I just love my children. So I got to do what I got to do.
That's the greatest line.
It's over. It's more dangerous.
Business, bro.
Now, will you like yell something just as you're getting ready to hit Phil? I love you, but I love my kids more, and then hit them?
No. Let's say, what's up, buddy? And then we're going to fight. That's all.
One of the things that I like to do is the 10 seconds of research that I do, I like to look up either the high school or the college that whoever I'm going to talk to and see who else went there. And I don't know if you know this, but some of the alumnus from your high school, two former ex-Buccaneers, Ernest Graham and Greg Spires.
Yep.
I radio shows with them both. And Seth Petroselli.
Yep, and I know Seth. He actually opened his gym for me to come through to go train at while we're here. So we're probably going to be stopping by there.
Seth is such a great guy. Greg Spires, a good dude. There is nobody better than Ernest Graham. So a lot of good guys came out of, what is it, Mariner High?
Mariner High School, baby.
There you go.
Let's go.
Now, you said that I know you and people know you and all that is true. So I need to find out, how are you able to flip that switch? I know it's, you know, you love your kids. But to go from this happy, loving guy to bam, now you're in a fist fight.
The reason I have this happy, loving guy on the outside is because I'm keeping my inside for the cage. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't let all my animosity and all my anger and everything just get held back. And then on fight night, you know, I get to release a lot. And it feels, that's why I get so happy during fight week. It's just like, because I know no matter what, win or lose, I go in there and I leave every bit of myself in that cage. You know, like, and there's no going back. Like, Saturday is my last day on this earth. So I'm going to make everyone remember it.
Nico, I love.
this is Caleb Beninat, NFL football player, and you know he stops in on Wednesday.
What up, Caleb?
And what's going on, brother? What Caleb did is he pushed Matt further down the line of hosts. So
boy, he's 6'6", 330. I can't stop him from pushing me anywhere.
I gain weight every week. Did you tell how much I weigh?
6'6", 4.
It starts 310, 329, 330. But I love the nicknames. It one of the biggest parts of UFC. Not the biggest, but it's like a cool thing for me. Like you got the Last Style Bender. You got John Bones Jones. You are Nico the Hybrid Price. How did you get that nickname to Hybrid? Did you give it to yourself? Was it the style that you fought with? Did somebody give it to you? How did that come about?
You cannot give yourself your own nickname in my book.
Exactly.
I agree 100%.
Because you can say, I'm a monster. My nickname's Nico the Monster Price, you know? Like, but then you go and get monstered, you know?
Monstered.
Exactly.
I'm the hybrid because every time, no matter what, I'm coming in, I'm ready, and I can just fight you anywhere because I'm not afraid to fight you anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, where it goes, guess what? I'm fighting you. We're on our ground, we're fighting. We're standing up, we're fighting. We're trying to stand up, I'm fighting you. You're trying to go down, I'm trying to fight you. No matter what, I'm fighting you, and fighting is all I know how to do. So I'm just going to keep it real and go fight them.
So, Nico, along those lines of the UFC nicknames, in Miami...
MMA nicknames.
Well, the UFC nickname was given to you by Dana White at the NFL Super Bowl, and he's called you, Randy Harris, the OG of the UFC. Now, that's a cool nickname, but given by the king.
Yeah, but doesn't that just stand for old grandpa?
It actually stands for original gangster.
Old gangster.
That's the
original gangster.
Yeah, old gangster, whatever it is, you know, but that's kind of how OG came about.
Let me ask all three of you this question. Well, not Matt, because he'll always answer just to tick me off. So, you know, we've done all these contests about the best nickname, the coolest nickname, and it always comes down to, and it's always in the running, in Andre Touchy Feely. And I argue that his nickname is Touchy. His nickname is not Touchy Feely, so I need your guys' thoughts on that.
Okay, I'll tell you my thoughts. I think it's awesome.
Do what, Nico?
Is it that his last name Feely?
Right, exactly. His last name is Feely, so his nickname is just Touchy.
Yeah, he wants to touch you. That's the way. I want to touch everybody I'm fighting.
That's what I'm saying. So look, so that's the funny thing I was just gonna say. Touch can be something that it's like, and it can also be like, if you touch somebody in a fight, I'm going to touch your chin up. Guys, what that means. Like,
I'm going to touch your conscience.
Yeah, like, I'm going to touch your conscience. I'm going to touch your soul. Guys are like, oh, damn, this guy's serious.
I get
He's
it.
Serious.
I get it. All right, so we got to grab pizza to bring up. Matt, let me ask you this. So
I've offered Nico pizza like six times, but as soon as the event's over, he's always in the car like you, Randy. And he's already on the highway before the last bell rings.
Before I get to the pizzas, I'm going to tell you a quick story, Nico. I swear to you, this is the truth. So I judge in the state of Florida. I'm a judge in the state of Florida. They've always commented to me that I'm the quickest one to turn my ballot in. So, you know, after every round. And that's how you know, and this is what I've been told, that you're a good judge, is right. That you don't think about it. When that round's over, I'm putting it down. I mark it. I hand it in. There was one time, it was the last fight of the night. I was done right away, and then I called a friend of mine from the Howard Franklin Bridge to ask who won the fight. Because I was already gone. I turned my ballot in, and I was gone.
Oh, that's funny, man.
So, Nico, if you need an Uber back to your house on Saturday night, Randy was leaving right at the after your fight.
Well, I'm definitely doing that. But, Matt, if we took a pizza up about 2, would it still be okay by the time his fight's over?
Pizza's good all the time.
Okay, can I be honest with you? Will it make it there? Because if I'm in the car.
Yeah,
it's
not.
Will it make it there? I was going to say, I was just like, I don't know if it make it there. Y'all get hungry on the road.
All right, well, I'll try, but I can't.
We'll put the pizza in water because Randy won't catch none of that.
I'm done with all of you. I'm done with all of you. Nico, and we all know this, but what can the fans expect when you get back in the Octagon on Saturday in Orlando?
Spectacular performance.
Quick and to the point, just the way we'd like it.
It's awesome.
As always,
coming right in there, and I'm coming to fight.
And I'm coming up to watch it. So I will see you Saturday night. We have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. Matt is going to mail it.
Let's go.
Oh, you know, I did forget to ask. How did the family, how did all your friends get through the hurricane down there?
We actually got hit really hard. The whole entire Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Sanibel, and Pine Island. Sanibel, Pine Island, and Fort Myers Beach, and Sanibel, they were gone, dude. Like, Fort Myers Beach is flat. There used to be a Hooters there. There used to be multiple buildings there. The buildings are gone. Like, they're somewhere in the ocean.
Or
around the sea.
Did you stay through it, or did you leave?
Hell yeah, I'm a Florida boy. I ain't going nowhere. I watched the whole thing from my porch.
You know what's crazy? People think that I'm insane when I tell them. They're like, oh, there's a hurricane coming. I'm just like, yeah, I'm not leaving. And they're like, you're not going to evacuate? I'm just like, I grew up in Houston. And Tampa, Florida. Yeah.
You grew up in Africa.
Africa, but since I was 10 years old.
You guys don't have hurricanes there. They start there.
Yeah.
I was only 10.
You guys send them over this way.
Between Africa, Houston, and Tampa, I've seen dozens of hurricanes. So now I'm just like, hey, man, if you're telling me it's a Category 5 that's going to magically hit hundreds of miles of land and still get to me, I'm good. I'm not living on a beach.
That's exactly what they said. That's exactly what it was. Like,
I was still here, and I was just fine.
Is things better down there? Is it getting better down there?
It's getting better. It's normalizing again. It's coming back after, a month and a half since it's happened?
Right.
Like, for the first 3 weeks, though, it was getting rougher and rougher and rougher. More loitering, more people getting robbed, people just running lights and causing accidents and crushing people. Like, it was going a little apocalypto for a week there. But then it just finally got it all settled itself back down, and it's getting back to normal.
How has the community come together to help, kind of boost that place back up, during the, after the aftermath?
Dude, our church, Christian Life Fellowship, did so much for the community. Every church in town had food trucks with hot meals that they were just giving away to everybody. Wow. And, dude, the community came together the strongest I've ever seen it. So, like, we always have those little the riffraffs, the crazy guys who start doing all the loitering and stealing and stuff, but most of our community fought against it and just held down and took care of everybody.
Good stuff.
It was a blessing.
Yeah.
A lot of families lost a lot, though, including life. Like,
For sure. But, we'll end this conversation on a downer then.
Way to go, Randy.
Thinking about
we can end it with a spectacular fight Saturday night.
Well, no, hold on a second. We can't do that, but you can.
I will for you.
There you go. I'll see you on Saturday, Nico.
Hopefully. All right, guys.
Take care. See you Saturday night,
everybody.
Bruce.
Nico Price back in the Octagon with your dude, Philip Rowe.
Why is he my dude?
Because that's all you do is talk about him.
I know everybody.
No, you don't.
I love everybody. I'm like Nico.
You're nothing like Nico.
Well, so I got to get 4 more kids. I got to learn how to fish.
You got to learn how to fight.
Fight.
Oh, you bring that one up. Why you got to bring that one up?
Well, that's just a minor thing. I wouldn't be like Nico, but I can't fight. So
I have 20 UFC fights, so nothing to sneeze at.
Right. It's funny that you said 20, because our next guest, we're going to hit this break. We're going back up to Orlando. Our next guest, I believe this is his 50th? Ooh. No, 60th fight on Saturday night. Dang. When we return, Jesus himself, the carpenter. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Steph. So we'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hey, we're coming back to Knockout Radio.
Wow, you even had a hot mic.
Wow, what do you mean? I know you.
Meaning your mic was on.
Oh, I got excited with the coming out of the Jorge Masvidal Street Jesus, and then another Jesus coming up. Got a whole day of blessings coming our way.
The carpenter coming up.
And you're blessed to be listening to Knockout Radio right now, live from Tour de Pizza.
Speaking of blessed, I had the best birthday yesterday ever.
Yeah?
Ever.
What'd you do?
I took grandbaby to Disney, just her and me. It was so cool. Just throwing it out. You're both looking at me like, why are you changing the subject?
Well, I apologize for being a bad co-host and friend because I didn't.
I'm used to bad co-hosts.
Because I didn't know your birthday was yesterday. I didn't realize. But I am ordering on Amazon right now.
What are you
your birthday gift.
What are you
and I want to tell you what it is live on air.
Oh, well, let's hear it. Because I already gave you your gift.
Hold on a second.
You already got your gift.
This is going to determine whether we really are friends.
Okay, but before you do that, Caleb, hold on. Before you, let me set it up that I've already given Randy the greatest gift that he could ever receive.
Friendship?
No.
I don't even want that.
I gifted him his nickname.
OG? So,
yeah, no. The OG was given by Dana White.
All right, let's turn him off again. No, he's stupid.
He's the Nacho Man.
The Nacho
Randy
Man.
Harris. Okay. So dumb. It's not so macho. Dumb.
Can I turn you off?
It's Nacho.
I'm turning you off.
My gift to you.
Let's see where we stand.
Finally, after all these years, is a life alert.
All right.
Oh. I think you earned it. I think.
Now, with that said, just you, as you think it's funny, my uncle fell in his kitchen. You know, he was much older than me. He fell in his kitchen and died because he couldn't, you know, help. I fall in and can't get up.
I want to make sure I'll feel better.
It's still hurtful. Still, I thought we were closer. I thought we were.
Caleb, there's an empty seat. Caleb, the good news, I have an empty seat on the other side of me now.
Come on down.
Kelly, you're up.
I was kind of hoping, you know, I don't know if you saw this, but the offer that went out to Cyborg to fight Harrison, did you see what the offer is?
No.
The offer is $3 million and a Rolls Royce.
Wow.
So I'm thinking about fighting Harrison and maybe having an affair with Kanye.
That's awkward.
$200,000 a month?
Yeah.
I'll consider it.
Yeah. How? I don't understand how. You're both billionaires. Kanye, yeah, he's richer. He has $9 billion. Kim has maybe $1 billion. Why are we doing child support? Yeah. Like, why?
Well,
you don't need it.
I'm going to go one step even further. I don't care. I don't care how much money, really, either one of them have.
Yeah.
$200,000 for child support
is insane. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazier? Blake Griffin plays more child support, $325,000.
Than Sean Kemp?
Than Kanye West does.
Because Kanye has better lawyers. Yeah,
exactly.
But no, but Randy, you could also get a Rolls Royce if you were on the Saudi Arabia football club.
Dude, how awesome is that?
And the Sheikh gave a Rolls Royce to everybody.
Everybody.
For beating Argentina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, if you guys make, he said something else about like, buying them houses and giving them millions of dollars.
If they win the World Cup.
Not win, but if they make it out of the group stages.
Right.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I tell my friends all the time to play the wrong sport.
And from the wrong country.
And your boy, your boy didn't look good today. He had a bad game. Boop-bop-o, boop-boop-boop. Mbappe? Yeah. The bibbidi bop boop-teak.
Hey, listen, he has had a spectacular World Cup. He's probably been the best player in the World Cup. He has 4 goals and 3 games, like he's playing out.
How do you lose to Tunisia? Isn't that where the Tasmanian Devils from?
How does Japan beat Germany? How does Argentina lose to Saudi Arabia? There's a reason they got Rolls Royces.
Yeah, well,
what was it supposed to happen?
What are they gonna give Tunisia? What are they gonna give?
It's still.
I don't know if Tunisia has enough money to give.
It's it's still a little different. He didn't say if you win, I'll give you a Rolls Royce, which means you know you're not gonna win.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's one thing. You know, I could offer you whatever, knowing you're not gonna.
It was like an incentive. And listen, I will play harder too if they said there's a $500,000 car in my future. If I win this game, I'll play. There's a little more oomph.
So what are they going to get into Zia? What are they going to...
Speaking of a little more oomph, let's go back up to Orlando, and let's welcome back to the program. It hasn't been that long. Clay Guida. Clay, what's up? Clay, are you there? I hear the phone.
Yeah. It sounds like a car.
I hear the driving.
Maybe that new Rolls Royce.
It might be. Clay, are you there? All right, let's try it again. As he's moving phones around.
He's another fisherman. He might be out on the water right now. He could be on a boat.
He could be in the middle of that dock as well. I think we're going to try one more time and tell him to get his pole out of the water. Clay, are you there?
This is Phil Rowe. I'm not Clay Guida.
Oh, they turned everything around. I apologize, Phil. Welcome to Knockout Radio. Kind of an awkward start, but welcome to Knockout Radio. Phil, are you there? Phil hung up. Phil said enough with you.
Oh, man. What?
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Is the call still going?
No.
Phil.
No.
Phil was not too happy about getting his name wrong.
Phil, are you there?
What's good, my guy?
Sorry about that. I'll get you back on the good side. You know, you're probably upset at how this started. So, I want to talk about tomorrow's event. You have a charity event going on for a sneaker drive to benefit Orlando youth. And I'd like you to, A, talk about it, and then I have something to tell you.
Copy. So, yeah, man, I live here in Winter Garden. I live here in Orlando, Florida. I've been here since 2017. I've been training here since 2015. I'm from New York, man. I grew up in East Flatbush, Brooklyn, New York, moved to Queens. Then I moved to Palm Coast, Florida. And growing up, man, I've always been a huge fan of basketball. I played basketball my whole life. I've always loved basketball sneakers. I couldn't really afford, or my parents, the sneakers that I wanted to. You know, my mom wasn't dropping $150 on the new Jordans that just came out. So that's how I grew up, you know. Never really had the shoes I wanted when I wanted them. Fast forward, I'm in a position now to where I have a plethora of shoes, you know. So I just been wanting to tap in with the inner city kids, the quote unquote troubled kids, like I was labeled, you know, the kids that got sent to alternative schools and not even just those kids, you know what I mean? Just the youth in Orlando. So I said, hey, what better way to have a sneaker drive? I'll donate a third of my personal collection. You know, I got a lot of really nice shoes in that collection, brand new. So I'm like, let me just do that and start the connection with the community, you know? So I really just want to be a light, an inspiration to kids that grew up like me and kids that and kids that didn't grow up like me. But I want to lead by example, and I want to see to show these kids that you can come out of these situations, you know, and you can and do something better with yourself.
For sure. And I was so moved by it. I was moved that Nico was going to be involved. He just told us that something came up. He won't be able to be there tomorrow. That I called my nephew, who owns a vintage clothing store in St. Pete. It's called Curated Heat. And I told him what you were doing. He said, absolutely, count them in. So for starters, they want to donate, and you'll understand this more than the old guy here. They want to donate a brand new pair of Nike Dunk high tops that are purple and white. They're in a kid's size, and they want to donate that for sure, and they're trying to put some more stuff together for you as well.
Wow, that's awesome. That is absolutely awesome, man. Yeah, that is awesome, man. If you can tell me all the info for your nephew, that'd be awesome so I could tap in with him, personally thank him myself. You know, I would love to.
I will definitely do that, you know, once the show's over. But he didn't hesitate. He said, absolutely, count him in. You know, he'll send you some T-shirts to give away as well. And he's definitely going to hook you up. So hopefully that makes up for the awful start.
No, it definitely does. I'm pumped, man. I really appreciate that. I really do.
Awesome. It's Wednesday. I know it's just the start of Fight Week. What's Fight Week like for you? And do you try to change it up, you know, just to keep it kind of hectic and not hectic at the same time?
I mean, it is what it is. It's hectic. It's intense. There's a lot of emotion. You know, you're cutting weight. But I don't try to shy away from any of it, you know, because when this is a very small portion of my life, when this passes me by, I'm sure that I'll miss every part of it, the parts that I dread now, you know. So I don't look at it like I don't try to shy away from it. It takes a special human to do what we do. And I'm trying to be somebody great, you know. I want to be somebody great. I want to be an inspiration for people, and to do things and to get to where I want to go in my head, you have to go through the fire. You got to go through these uncomfortable situations, and I don't try to dumb it down. I don't try to shy away from it. High anxiety. I'm nervous. I'm scared. And it is what it is, you know. Guys said, oh, Phil, man, you're supposed to feel this way, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I'll deal with it. You know, I'm going to show up. I'm going to go out there and be the best Phil I can be. But I feel like what we're doing is very special. So I'm going to take all the emotions in, and I'm going to assess them when I have them, you know. It's a very strenuous week. It's a very intense week. But that's how I deal with it. I deal with it head on. How I feel is how I'm supposed to feel.
You know, so if I'm happy right now, I'm happy. If I'm nervous in the next 10 minutes, I'm nervous. You know, if I get a little spooked in the next 15 minutes, I'm spooked. It is what it is, you know, but it's a short window of my life, and I'm just trying to capitalize and do the best I can while I'm here.
Gotcha.
Phil, I consider myself a shoe connoisseur as well. What is your favorite pair of shoes that you own or you possibly want to own?
Definitely, it would be Charles Barkley's.
Oh, wow.
For sure. Okay. I'm a vintage basketball sneaker type of guy. So the CB94 definitely is my favorite basketball or my favorite shoe, period.
That's awesome.
Nike Air Max 2 CB94 is what they call it, but the Charles Barkley's. Any Barkley's I'm rocking with.
Wow, I did not expect that at all. That's awesome.
How come you didn't ask me what my favorite pair of flip-flops are?
The Air Monarchs?
Please, not
the Silver Sneaker?
Not on air, please.
So, like, I'll tell you my favorite pair of shoes. There's two of them. I love the Travis Scott Jordan. I love Jordan 1s. That's like my thing. The Travis Scott Low Top OG Jordan 1s. I love those. And then the other pair that I own that I love the most is the Chicago 1. Chicago 1s, but the off-white version. The Virgil Abloh, rest in peace to him. So those are my two favorite pairs of shoes that I have.
Okay.
Nice.
Isn't it crazy, though, that shoes are becoming like art now? Like, they're getting so expensive. Like, to get a pair of shoes, like these shoes, Randy, you probably don't know. You do know because your cousin. Or your nephew, sorry.
Nephew.
These shoes are costing thousands of dollars. Yeah. Like, I bought a pair of shoes, and I don't want to, but I bought a pair of shoes for about a little bit over $1,000 when I was a rookie. They're worth $15,000 right now. I stopped wearing them. I put them in a case.
Yeah, man. You know how the game goes. For me, man, I'm more cultured than these cats. Like, I like shoes not because they're popular. I like them because I like them. You know, so these guys, they kill the sneaker game by just simply buying shoes because they're popular and holding on to them and the value goes up. If that went away and people bought shoes simply because they like them, this wouldn't be an issue, you know. But me, I'm just the type of guy, I got a bunch of expensive stuff. I got a bunch of stuff that's high in value, but not because I seek them out, just simply because I've had them for a long time. But I don't really like those guys that destroy the sneaker game, you know.
I agree with you 100%. And when I have my shoes, I wear them, and people think I'm tripping because my Travis Scott's, I'm warm and we're out playing on the beach or whatever it is. I'm just like, I got shoes because I like to wear them. It's not about putting it in a box and, you know, keeping it away and, like, trying to resell them. So I agree with you.
Again, that's why I wear flip-flops. They're $9.95. I'm good.
There you go.
So Phil. Like,
there you go.
Exactly. So we love the charity, Phil. Obviously, you know, you're an ultimate, you know, entrepreneur with the Bump Box brand, all the other things you've done. But, you know, right now you're in the middle of the fight, and you look like you're in the best condition I've ever seen you in. So talk about your fight camp, like how you're feeling going into this fight in particular.
I feel good, man. You know, like I said, physically, I'm locked in. You know, I don't think I can... In the time I had allotted to prepare for this fight, I could have done anything different, you know. I dotted every I and I crossed every T. Skill set, I'm better. I'm better everywhere. If me and him had a jiu-jitsu match, I would cook him. If me and him had a boxing match, I'd bet my house on it. I would finish this man. If we had a Muay Thai match, it wouldn't be close. If we had a wrestling match, I would say I would give him the edge there. But athleticism, boxing, footwork, I'm locked in, man. But the X factor is the unintangibles, the experience, you know, the grit. So there's a lot of things that go into the mental. So skill set, I'm covered. I'm covered everywhere. So mentally now I have to lock in and make sure that I have access to all my skill sets when I need them.
What's going through your mind you know, when you're in a competition, when you're in a fist fight? Are you thinking, you know, three moves ahead? Are you trying not to think at all and just, you know, reflexing and, you know, moving on? Or what is going on?
I mean, if you can get to a place where you're thinking, you're doing really well. It's kind of tricky at this level with the stakes that we have, fighting for half your check, you know what I mean, if you lose. But if you can get to a space where you're thinking, it's in a very good place to be, you know. It's hard to be there. It takes a lot of fighting, a lot of comfortability, a lot of cage time. But for the most part, your body's just reacting. You know, your body's just reacting, and you're trying to assess and access your skill sets when you need them. You know, somebody grabs you, your body just automatically reacts. Somebody shoots a shot at you, you automatically slip your head and react. So it's not too much thinking, you know. It's slowed down a little bit, but if you can get to that place where you're thinking and you see everything, you're in a good spot.
What's the craziest, funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened, either to you or involving you in the middle of a fight?
Strange. Let's see.
You know, tons of the one that always comes back is a fighter was fighting Dennis Siever from Germany, and he said in the middle of the fight he heard Dennis's corner talking to him in German, and so for about 10 or 20 seconds, what's the movie?
The Inglourious Basterds.
The guy was watching that in the back of his mind, that movie, and he had to like slap himself out of it. I'm in a fist fight. I can't concentrate on this movie, which I found
funny.
The craziest things.
Yeah, I mean, I've had times where I'm in there and I zone out and I'm like, Phil, you got to go now. Like, you're fighting now, like right now. And I've kind of just, my body's on so much autopilot. I'm not even, it's hard to explain. I'm not even doing anything. I'm just there and I'll mentally be checked out. And I'm like, Phil, no, you got to go now, like go. And then I'll wake up and I'm like, man, I was fighting for a whole round. But nothing too weird has happened to me while I've been in there. I've talked to my opponents before, but nothing too weird or outlandish.
All right, Philly, so I got to bring you into a little, like, inside the circle kind of thing. So I have an upcoming match coming up against David Vieira, the World Master Jiu-Jitsu Champion, at his grand opening coming up.
Wow, you saw Phil grappled with Ryan?
Ryan Gordon.
And I saw that this morning.
What kind of advice can you give me? Because I have this Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu match coming up, and I know you've wrestled or grappled at the top level. So,
pray.
Phil, before you answer, I want you to know what the stakes are. Okay? So, if Matt somehow... David dies en route to this event and wins.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to get a tattoo, which I'm dead against. I hate tattoos. I'll never get a tattoo, but that's the bet. When he loses, he has to legally change his name for 2 years. And do you remember what language it's in?
Well, it's in his language. It's Nigerian.
It's in Nigerian.
The Brave Loser. What's that translate to?
Brave Loser will be his legal name for 2 years.
Wait, when was this agreed on?
What's the name?
Wow.
Yeah, so
I don't even know.
What's Brave Loser in Nigerian?
Okay, Nigeria has 30 dialects.
Brave Loser. You asked for
Phil, that's it. So Phil, this is where we're at. This is what
so
the radio
he needs
is.
Help.
I need help, buddy. I know you're the top level guy.
He needs Jesus.
I mean, I don't, to be honest, man, you're in a rough spot if you don't grapple, you know? I mean, there's nothing physically I could do, you know, to help.
Maybe a tag
as much as I would want to help, I mean, I don't know. There's nothing. You can't. It's borderline impossible to bridge that gap, you know? So you just go out there, you know, maybe grab him in the balls or something. I don't know. Maybe try to get a couple infractions to slow him down and then do the
burn warning,
you know?
Call Tonya Harding.
I'm going to try to get a stern warning.
Yeah, in MMA, it's called a stern warning. And here's what his name is going to be when he loses. It's Jasira, J-A-S-I-R-A. The last name is Kush Indwa, K-U-S-H-I-N-D-W-A.
Jasira Kush Indwa.
Awful when you say
it. Jasira Kush Indwa. It's not a bad name.
There you go. All right.
The brave loser.
The brave loser. So we'll have video. We'll send it to you. Before we let you go, I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. But let people know how they can help, even if it's not for this particular drive, how they can get involved and help you in what you're doing in the community in Orlando.
I have a nonprofit that I'm starting. I have my website up. If you guys, I'm from the city, man. I'm tapped in with the city. I'm actually out here doing work for the city, you know. And I don't like doing this stuff for notoriety. I do a lot, man, and I don't like doing it for clout notoriety. But my mentor is like, Phil, on the flip side, the more ears and the more eyes are on what you're doing, it could help what you do drastically. So you have to record things. You have to speak out. So, I mean, if people just tap in with me, if you just get on my social media, you follow my social media, you'll see I'm always doing things. I'm always, after the sneaker drive, actually, thank you for asking me because now I remember my mother, who's actually battling two forms of cancer right now, she is doing a giveaway for the homeless for Christmas. So we have these packages that we fill up with deodorant, toothbrushes, things of that nature, and we fill them up and my mom donates them to the homeless. And she's been doing this forever, you know, and she's in the middle of her chemo right now and she's still doing this full throttle. I can't tell her otherwise. She's always been doing stuff like this. So we're tapped in, man. I just want to be better than I was yesterday, man. I'm helping people out the best I can. But if the more eyes I can get on it, the more people I can get to help, the more hands I can get to help. So if people follow my social media, it's Philly Fresh UFC is my Instagram. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll see all these events that I do. I post about them, and you can get in the groups that I have, and we can keep this positivity rolling.
Definitely. We'll make sure that we get it out. And I totally understand what you're saying. I was on the board of the Marty Lyons Foundation. Marty played for the New York Jets. We grant wishes for terminally ill children. And we wouldn't. It was part of our bylaws that we couldn't promote. We couldn't promote the children. We couldn't any of that, which affects, obviously, fundraising. But, you know, it keeps us in the behind the scenes. So it's one of those double-edged swords. So I totally get what you're saying. You didn't ask for me to say all that stuff. I wanted to do it. We want to get involved. We want to help you. And I'll get you all the information from Jordan and Curated Heat, and they will provide you with some more stuff to give away in this particular giveaway.
Hey, I really appreciate you guys, man. I really do. I'm in the middle of my weight cut. I'm in the parking lot now. This beta adrenaline has got my skin itching, so I got to get in here and get to sweating.
Absolutely. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday, and I'll see you in the media room.
Blessings.
Take care. That is Phil Rowe fighting Saturday night against Nico Price. Looking forward to it. It is going to be a full barn burner, as they like to say. All right.
That's offensive to Amish people, I bet.
What? Burn?
barn burner? You can't say that. I'm offended for the Amish. I want everything shiny out of this room right now. Don't you think? That's definitely.
You can't be that offended. You're on air right now with headphones on and talking to the internet.
whatever happened? Cell phone. You remember that TV show, like the Amish Mafia? Remember that a couple years ago?
Did you guys get into it?
I didn't see it. I saw the one where the two Amish left Amish land to go live in L.A.
Okay.
And they were like, you know, obviously out of their element, and one went back and one stayed. And I don't know.
The Amish movie I saw was
the most scared.
Super work. growing
up in Indiana.
Seven letter word from a .com.
But growing up in Indiana, I can tell you from firsthand experience that the Amish are the most terrifying of all the things I've ever gone through. It was the most terrifying experience.
Have you ever seen a horse buggy run around the Daytona 500?
Well, that's the most scary thing out there is like when you turn on the highway and you get stuck behind a buggy on a one lane road.
Oh, I'm hitting that. I'm going to the other lane, going around.
Yeah, I am too.
No other roads.
I'm going around.
You push them over. You know, have you seen when the police make these cars stop and they
tap
them?
Like, maneuver?
No. You know, I know it's worse than the Amish person in a buggy on a one-lane highway. A group of cyclists on a Saturday.
Oh, man. Those guys, they on the road.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez. It's awful. Do we have a second before our next break?
Yeah, we do. What's our time? No, we got
7 minutes. There's something I want you guys to... you got guys input on.
Clay Guida coming up after the top of the hour.
Oh, good. I need to speak to him about.
Once you guys,
Phil Rose said I needed him.
Want you guys input on this. So yesterday on, as much as you know, Randy always gets blocked from Facebook. Because
he does.
Not always. Aggressive. Hold on a second. I think I only got 21 hours left.
Aggressive and opinionated.
Pretty
forceful.
What's a home run called? When somebody hits a home run, it's a bomb.
It's a dinger.
It's a dinger. It's a bomb.
Dinger.
A dinger. Bomb.
Yeah.
All right.
So I put out a top five NFL QBs list. And I've been doing these lists the last few weeks. And
are you instigating? Is that what you're doing?
A little.
You're the new Styles, G. White. I got
gotcha. Exactly. Okay. Right? So, but this is how my list goes. Top five NFL quarterbacks of all time. Number one, I have Tom Brady. Number two, I have Peyton Manning. Three, I have Joe Montana. Number four, I have Aaron Rodgers. And number five, I have Patrick Mahomes. And that's where people started getting upset.
With Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah. And they said that a lot of arguments I got was,
he's too young. It's too early.
He's too young. Yeah. You know, it's too early. And then people said, oh, you must have not watched football in the 80s. And I said, Joe Montana played in the 80s.
80s. Go to the 50s with Otto Graham.
And I said, I don't want you to come talk to me about a quarterback that was throwing 1,800 yards a year. If you're throwing 1,800 yards in the season, you were not that important for your team's success. I don't care. I really don't. I don't
That's
care.
Three games for Mahomes.
Exactly. I don't care. Quarterbacks have to do way more now, right? That's right. Like me trying to put a running back in this era with Emmitt Smith or any of those guys, Adrian Peterson. Running backs don't run the same anymore. You're not that important.
I'll be honest with you. As you started to say the list, I'm thinking Mahomes is next.
Yeah, no, I said.
And you didn't.
Okay, look.
Mahomes is next.
So look. So
and
look,
you didn't.
So look, in parentheses, after I said Mahomes at number five, I said for now. Because he's at number five in my top five list, and this is his sixth year in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's going to be number one at some point.
Right.
But for now?
I don't know about number
he'll
one.
He be number one. I there's no doubt in my mind.
What is the criteria? Injury. What is the criteria?
Well, everything goes into it, right? Because Aaron Rodgers doesn't have more Super Bowl championships than other quarterbacks than Big Ben. But how easy do you make the game look? What do you do with your team, right? Like, how talented are you, right? Like, there's a whole – the eye test goes into it a lot as far – statistics matter.
Where was Rodgers on your list?
He was four.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to say, would you really rather have Rodgers than Montana? But no, you had Montana hired.
I had Montana hired,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Would I rather have Rodgers? Yes.
Would you?
Yeah, but I think Montana had a better team at the
time. I think I'd take Brett Favre over Rodgers.
Not even close.
I just said me.
Not even close. Yeah, you. Yeah.
Where's Fitzmagic on your list?
But that was where, like, and I was up till 1:30 in the morning debating.
Who did most of the people think you left off?
Dan Marino was one that I heard a lot. Somebody said John Elway. John Elway. Don't even bring me up.
Yeah.
John Elway is the most. John Elway, and who's the quarterback that played for the Cowboys with Emmitt Smith?
Troy Aikman,
right? Love Troy Aikman. He's a Bruin, right? Bruin and a Sooner. Those are the two most overrated quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. They were not the catalyst for any of their championships.
See, I always thought Marino was overrated.
Marino, at least was a stud, right? He didn't win a Super Bowl, but he was doing what quarterbacks should do. He was the first 4,000-yard guy in 16 games. It was awesome. These other guys that we're saying are all-time greats because they won Super Bowls, they're throwing for 2,500 yards. Marino didn't throw for he had like six seasons where he had more picks than touchdowns. He was throwing 15, 16 touchdowns, and they won Super Bowls. And we're like, oh, he's one of the greats. Give me a break.
The thing about Marino is if you looked at the wide receivers he had and the running backs and Mercury Morris coming out of the backfield. And,
yeah.
I mean, he had stars.
Yeah. Aikman had Emmitt Smith. He had the playmaker.
Urban. Novacek.
And the best offensive line ever assembled.
Yeah.
And threw for 14 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Don't tell me he's a great. I don't want to hear it.
So do you want to hear Joe Buck say that this is Joe Buck along with the Hall of Famer?
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
No,
right?
Of course he is.
But the game has changed now. So that's why I'm saying I'm not putting those guys in top five because those guys would not last in today's game because quarterbacks today, again, they get a lot of credit and a lot of blame, but they're asked to do so much more today. You got to be able to throw the ball 30, 40 times a game. That's how you win.
Yeah.
You got to keep up because you got to score 40 points.
I mean, I was looking for like Grambling State, Grambling.
Grambling.
Grambling College, the greatest quarterback ever. Doug Williams.
Oh, Doug, I was going to say Warren Moon. Doug Williams.
Doug Williams. I mean, he went to Alcorn State.
I mean, hey, listen. again, like I said, that's just five. When we start going into 10 and 15.
How can anybody have a problem with that five other than maybe somebody saying Mahomes hasn't done.
People were like Drew Brees, and I'm like, Drew Brees was awesome.
But where do they want Drew Brees? Above Joe Montana?
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's my thing. I'm just
what about Steve Young?
Only argument,
Steve Young can't get on the list?
Steve Young is good, right? Steve Young is 5'11 also. And he also didn't make that many. Again, these guys have great teams. I'm looking at body of work, talent.
Let me go. We got like 1 minute left. So okay. Go to the list again. Obviously, nobody can touch Tom Brady. Who's two?
Number two was Peyton Manning. And then I had Joe Montana, then Aaron Rodgers, then Patrick Mahomes. I think it's a great list.
It is a great list.
What about Michael Vick? List, man. I haven't really thought about it. Vic is not a top 30 quarterback.
He changed the game.
Hold on a second.
I love Michael Vick. Another thing that I said.
Just remember one thing. When you back him up when he says stuff that's so stupid as what he just said,
Michael Vick changed your guy. The game. He changed the game.
Can I be honest with you right now?
You're
Lamar Jackson is a better player than Michael.
Absolutely.
And it's not even close.
Absolutely.
He does everything better than Vic. Everything.
Because of Vic.
You know what I do best better than anybody? I turn your mic off. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Men Strong and Staff Zone.
We'll
be
one.
Right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.